Caitlin Lubin said, perhaps the most immediate hire, perhaps the most immediate benefit of doing devotions is a feeling of peace. Can somebody say amen to that? Because without God, as far as I'm concerned, the new day can be very frightening. Every once in a while, we all feel hopeless, overwhelmed, anxious, or lonely. Devotions help us remember that no matter what is happening in the world, today a major earthquake below us in Mexico, today another Cat 5 hurricane hitting the U.S. Islands as I speak, being threatened by Rocket Man over in North Korea with nuclear annihilation, earthquake hitting in Los Angeles yesterday, trouble all around. If that won't throw you into despair and hopelessness, and Harvey folks still digging out in south of Texas and southern Louisiana, Irma folks still digging out, and hurricanes just popping up out of just popping up everywhere. I assure you, my beloved, you need God. Parents with wayward children, compromise in the church. Things are not what they used to be. Debts are high, and money is low. But it's good to know, as she, as we get back to what she said, God holds all of it in His hands. Amen, somebody. In family devotions, we'll remind you of that. Join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. And we come before your throne of grace asking for help, leadership, guidance, and direction. Throughout this day, we pray that you would pave the way before us to do your will and not ours. And help all of us under the sound of my voice, and those who will be under the sound of my voice via on demand. Lord, help us to indeed focus on doing your will today. Help us to include in our day some kind of service to you. Help us not to wait for Wednesday nights or Saturday mornings or Sunday, but to serve you today, to be a shining light and to be a witness for you today. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us all, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right create within all of your children, Lord, the right attitude and the right spirit, the spirit of cheerfulness before a dying and lost world. There's no way lost people are going to be saved through our witness if we look sad and worried and mad and in despair. So, as George Sweeting said many years ago, let's be a winsome witness. And we cannot do that without your grace. We cannot do that without the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray for all of that today. And we pray that millions would hear the gospel. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. And through this ministry alone, we pray for millions more to hear the gospel and be saved through other ministries. Added to Bible-believing churches, we pray for over 3 million people, to Christians, to repent of their sins, to pray to seek your face, to turn from their wicked ways, and all of us get back to our first love, which is you. We pray for over $3 million to come in to answer the Macedonian call that comes in every day. My baby daughter, who helps me in the ministry, along with others in our family who help in the ministry, let me know nearly daily how many folks want me to come and preach a crusade in their country. And more importantly to me is you have allowed me and blessed me to do that for years. More importantly for me is the Macedonian call for help, financial help, housing help, church building help, Bibles, books, food. Lord, we want to help the indigenous pastors and ministers and evangelists who are already there doing the work. We want to be a conduit of your blessing. I believe you are going to bless us to do that in a big way as time goes on. Because your holy word says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. And Lord, I do thank you that all of my children help me in the ministry and have done so for years, and now are helping others in their ministries, and they have their own ministries as well, and using their gifts and their talents that you gave them from birth for your glory, praise, and honor. And I pray this blessing on every parent, every family. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, however, for the wayward children, the children who have forsaken you, Lord, have forsaken the little biblical training that some parents have given their children. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would work mightily in their wayward hearts and convict them of their sins and turn their hearts back to you. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll help every family, every Christian family, every family that names the name of Christ, Lord, to have family devotions together. The devil will fight them, their flesh will fight them, the world will fight them, time will fight them, but Lord, help them to gather together with their children and not be so professional and so proud and so arrogant and so important. They cannot kneel before you each morning and pray together as a family for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in reading our devotional passage from the Holy Bible, Psalm 68, 7 through 10. 1, 2, 3. Thumbs up. Okay, good. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Hide it in our hearts. Help us to meditate on it. Most of us are not poor. As we speak, some who are already in poverty are being even made poorer by a hurricane the size of which they have never seen since almost 100 years. And the whole country is bankrupt. And so, Lord, help us to do whatever we can to help these people and more. Help us to support all of the agencies that support them, and help us to do what we can in helping others, even if we need to let out a room to a family. Lord, help us to help the poor, for they will be with us forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Join me now in praying for government leaders and all other estates and all other people based upon the word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for President Donald Trump and his administration. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, life, protection, provision, blessings upon him and his family and his administration. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight, and strength. And we thank you, Lord, for the for the parts of the speech that I heard him share with the UN on yesterday, unlike any president in the history of this country. And Holy Father God, we pray for each member of the White House staff. We pray for the leaders of federal agencies, all members of Congress, all governors, mayors, police chiefs, and sheriffs, all military leaders, James Mad Dog Mattis, who you've given him the ability to calmly scare the pants off of whom our president calls Rocket Man. We pray that you would continue to lead them, guide them, direct them, and bless them to protect not only America, but to protect South Korea, largely a Christian state, and Japan as well, containing many Christians in the freedom to trust Christ as Savior. and other places. And so, Lord, we pray for the leaders of all nations around the world. We even pray for Kim, that you would open his blinded eyes and stop his deaf ears and save his soul, as well as all other leaders. For you make the difference in every person's heart. We pray for millions of Muslim folk to continue to be drawn by your Holy Spirit to Christ. We pray that people in every country of the world will hear the gospel and be saved, and they are, right on their little cell phones around the world. The light of the world, Jesus Christ, is being lifted up, and we give you glory, praise, and honor on those little lighted screens. The light of the world is being lifted up and presented for them to be saved. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to have a small part in that as we're preaching the gospel each and every day in multiple ways. And we pray that you'll protect us from the devil who is seeking to destroy us and stop us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for church leadership as well, the next estate. We pray for the salvation of those who are lost, religious but lost, raised in the church but never born again. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those who are saved, who are truly born again, revive us again, to lead the church to revival and to repentance. We pray for all current events around the world. And Lord, now we, in this shorter version, are praying just for a few things. Lord, you know all about all of the other things. Protect the people down in Puerto Rico as I speak, and in all of the islands of the sea. We pray for the comfort of the families of those killed in the earthquake in Mexico. And that number is climbing dramatically, as you know, and you already know the number. And we pray that you would comfort them as only you can comfort them in such a tragic situation. And Holy Father God, we pray for the media as well, that you would save those who are lost in media. Revive again those who are saved in media. And we pray that the media would understand that they are not a part of the entertainment industry, that they're supposed to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And they are not to be the news or to make up news. And Holy Father God, we pray for all prayer requests. We have hundreds of prayer requests. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just pray over a few this morning. We pray for Michelle, for her to be saved, to forsake all evil and sin, and to listen to you and trust you. Help her to get things right with her parents. We also pray for Manjeet, for him to be healed of a mental concern, mental disease, mental illness. We pray that you would save his soul. We pray for Marie. Please help her to continue to trust in you and lean on you. And Lord, we pray for those who have been saved through this ministry. We pray for Joe. We pray for Daisy. We pray for Rasak. And we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for patience. We pray for Rod. We pray for Yewo. And all of the others on the list as well. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours until we see you face to face. And Holy Father God, thank you for saving our souls through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading today is titled, Are You Going On with Jesus, Part 1 by Oswald Chambers. Luke 22:28 says, "You are those who have continued with me in my trials." It is true that Jesus Christ is with us through our temptations, but are we going on with Jesus through his temptations? Many of us turn back from going on with Jesus from the very moment we have an experience of what he can do. Watch when God changes your circumstances to see whether you are going on with Jesus or siding with the world, the flesh, and the devil. Where are you, dear Christian friend, this morning? Are you with Jesus this morning, or are you with the flesh, your flesh, and your sinful, evil ways, the world, or the devil? We wear his name, but are we going on with Jesus this morning? From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. My God, my God. The temptations of Jesus continued throughout his earthly life. And if you're honest this morning, you're being tempted every day to do evil. All throughout the day, some of us as men, we are buffeted by the wonderful, voluptuous, fine, fat women that go by us every day. And all day long, by the grace of God, you've got to say no. You've got to stand with Jesus and say, "No, I can't do that." Can somebody say amen? And they will continue throughout the life of the Son of God in us. In us. Are we going on with Jesus? Are we going to lay down with the fat woman, the PHAT woman, in the life we are living right now? Are we going to go on with Jesus or yield to getting drunk to try to forget your problems? Are we going to go on with Jesus? Are we going to go and play the lottery and waste money trying to get rich quick, or try dying? Die trying, rather. Are we going to go on with Jesus and do his will and not ours? That's the question this morning. Are you going to go on with Jesus? Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to go on with you by your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit, and by the power of your Holy Word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen and amen. Now, beloved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus has a word for you this morning. Yes, even after a devotional time. Jesus Christ says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and you shall be saved. Pardon me. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Yes, salvation is very simple. Yes, salvation is very easy. It was not easy for God. It was not easy for Jesus Christ. For he suffered and bled and died as the sacrificial Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world through his precious blood that was shed for you and for me. And all we have to do is believe on him. His name is Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to save you, and he will save you. Follow me in prayer, and I'll lead you in what is called commonly the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Since you have never prayed this prayer before, it's okay. Or you can pray by yourself, it's up to you. But somebody helped me to pray this prayer because I didn't know it. And I'm glad to help you. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I have broken your commandments. I have broken your law by lying, by being dishonest, by lusting after other people that I'm not married to, by disobedience in other ways for Jesus Christ's sake, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Please forgive me of all of my sins, my transgressions, my iniquities, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. I do believe in him with all of my heart. Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you into my heart to save my soul from sin and hell, the hell that I deserve. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Thank you.
Trust in God's word and believe it, 'cause it'll never pass away. We'll see him in his glory, riding on the clouds of joy, greeting us with open arms and peace forevermore. He said he would. Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be alright. He's coming back for the true and good.
Now when the sky is darkened, there won't be no moonlight. We'll know that time has finally come, and he'll change the wrong to right. So if you're always searching, trying to find the bottom line, just to God, he'll give you peace of mind. I know that
everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back like he said he would.
I said, yeah,
it's gonna be alright. He's coming back.
Oh yeah.
For the true and good.
Like you said.